You know, I wanted to talk a little Lansing news stuff, but after hearing that little montage of calls with Will Thiemann and having watched the Michigan State game last night, let's talk about Michigan State basketball with the morning wake-up host on Lansing's WILS, Dave Ackerley. Dave, good morning, and thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time today. Appreciate it.
Hi, Paul. How are things on the banks of the St. Clair River? Well, you guys are pretty close to the river, aren't you?
I can look out the back door and see the river, and luckily the waters are not rising here in Port Huron, but you go down river a little ways, and we've got ice, baby. It's a mess out there.
Yeah, when this time of year and you have the freeze-thaw going on, you get those ice dams, and that can cause problems. If the water gets closer to the back door, I'll understand if you cut it short. I get it.
Exactly. Let's talk about those Michigan State Spartans and the Michigan Wolverines, because these are, I think, the two best teams in the Big Ten right now.
It really is. You know what's funny about that, by you mentioning that, also reminds me, not just of how good they are, but reminds me to not discredit the rest of the Big. This is a really good conference.
Yeah, it is.
And if we didn't have what looked like two kind of super teams in the making, we wouldn't be saying that the rest of the Big Ten was chopped liver.
That's true.
It's not. But when they play, look, Iowa's a top 20 team. They should probably still be there, I think. They got beat solid last night. They got beat solid at home. Are they going to, like, knock some teams off? You better believe they are. Same thing for that Maryland team that came in here with Fernando this week. These are good Big Ten teams this year. And two really potentially great teams at the top. That there's not a lot to pick from between them, which has been, you know, in our state, I mean, it doesn't get much more fun than this.
No,
I mean,
absolutely. But there's still a lot of basketball to be played, though. I mean, it's, you know, I hate to get ahead of ourselves too much because a lot can happen in the next month.
Yeah.
But, boy, am I looking forward to seeing these two teams play.
Well, I am, too, and I keep, you know, I think my wife has just about got her bracket ready to go. And I said, I'll just slow down. And that's, you know, to me, that's also part of the problem now is that, I mean, when I first came to Michigan and when I first started, I was covering MSU from day one coming to town, and that was the Judd Heathcote team.
Yeah.
Steve Smith was on the team, and you know, just it was Matt Steganga, for example. I mean, that was back in the day, but winning the Big Ten was everything. They'd won a national title a decade before, but winning the Big Ten was such a big deal. There was no conference tournament, and there wasn't even at that time a lot of talk of one. Now I just wonder: are we also focused on March? What the seeding's going to be? What the potential Final Four looks like? It's like the same thing we do in football: is the getting there, the journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean as much, and to me it should mean something because the Big Ten is a grinder. It's a grind, and these should count for something, and you should savor them a little bit instead of just looking on. I mean, how many teams play D1 college basketball? Only one's going to get a crown. Does everybody else have a bad season? They do not. But I really, I'm enjoying this because these guys are so young. They're not relying on any one guy on any given night at all. In the game the other night here, Nick Ward had 0 points, and they beat Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I'm talking about Michigan State here now, not Michigan. Mm-hmm. But Michigan's fun to watch, too. And I have a lot of, I mean, it's just, I'm not a Michigan fan, per se, but I'm a John Beilein fan. And I think these two guys are just epitomized class of college basketball. And I hope people in Michigan, I hope everywhere, Port Huron, up the thumb, around to the bridge, both bridges, that people realize how lucky we are to have these coaches and teams to follow that they really put their heart and soul into, because it's awesome. It's tremendous.
It is. It's a great era for college basketball, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
And we need it, really, to take our mind off all the bad news that we've had. Certainly over there a week ago, the focus was on the MSU campus and the ouster of John Engler. And I, you know, we had John Truscott on earlier this morning, and I asked him if his old boss should have even taken that job in the first place. He said, well, his heart and soul is with MSU, and I get that. But, boy, that was a rough time for the former governor.
Well, we did, you know, we likewise have talked this week to John Truscott, who, of course, came in to do short-term communications work
mm-hmm.
With the university and John Engler as interim president. And I mean, I guess my point with him was, in some respects, with the different trustees we've had on the air, that complexion with the board changed from where it was a year ago to where it was midsummer into the fall, the resignation of Perlis, and then the election, too.
Yep.
And somewhere along the way, a resolve by the board to not only, you know, be cognizant, aware, and sensitive to survivors, but also have people be very on the front foot defending Michigan State University, not just in court, but in public opinion. They wanted that, and then in a lot of ways they didn't. And they brought in a guy who was ready to do that. But there was going to be a price to pay, likely. And mistakes made were made by John Engler in his, I think, in his style, his tone, his tenor. But did he do largely what they brought him in to do, which was to get a settlement going and get it done with so many survivors, to put the school in a better position than it was when he walked in terms of, you know, outright chaos?
Mm-hmm.
You could make a great case that he did exactly what they asked him to do. They just didn't like the way he did it. It's like, you know, hey, how many people do you know, Paul, who go and they hunt, but how many people really want to clean and dress out that deer?
That's a great analogy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I want the trophy. And I enjoy picking up the meat later after it's processed. But do I want to be there while they do it? I don't want to know about that stuff, but I know it has to be done.
Yeah.
And it's a hard thing. And I think John Engler, I don't know how much of this is going to be on his political legacy. How can you take a three-term governor of the state and say, well, 1 year at MSU will define it?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's fair either, but it certainly is defining him right now, and I think it's probably soured him on wanting to do anything else or anybody wanting him to do anything else. He's gone to Texas, and that's probably it career-wise for John Engler. But what a year it was.
Yeah, what a year it was. And I think you're right. He did what he was brought in to do, but not always with the best PR about it. I wish that we had more time to talk, because there's so much more that we could cover. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time this morning, Dave, and I hope we talk again soon.
Yep, it sounds good. Go green.
All right, I got to say go blue, so there you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now I've just pulled off the mask and revealed my identity. I'm a Michigan fan, but I'm really enjoying watching both teams this season. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, Paul. Going down the St. Clair Ice Dam, we'll ride the Kumbaya.
All right, Dave. Have a great weekend.
We'll enjoy all of the above. I appreciate being young. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Yep, bye-bye.